Hey, this is Pastor David Winston, and welcome to the Go Hard for Christ podcast. I hope this message encourages and inspires you as you become all that God has designed you to be.
So today we're going to talk about prayer. The title is, It's Just Prayer, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about prayer. I love to teach on prayer. Actually, I wrote a 5-week course called the Prayer Bootcamp. Where I talked about the different types of prayer, the effectiveness of prayer, how to pray effectively, the power of prayer, all of that. I was excited when I heard about this teaching until I realized I only had about 20 minutes. And so I can't give y'all all of that. So we're just going to talk about a few little things before we end today, okay? Amen. And so I asked the Lord what was most important to say to you guys about prayer. And he gave me 3 things. I hope y'all taking notes because y'all know how I am. There will be questions at the end. One is removing the stigma. That's number one, what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to pray effectively. And then we're going to talk about the importance of prayer. So let's start with the stigma. Who can raise their hand and tell me what a stigma is or what you think it is or what you think or sort of kind of think it is? And don't Google it and look it up. Because I did that, so I'll give y'all that definition. But I want y'all to tell me what you think stigma means. Anybody? Want to take a stab at it? Go ahead. Okay, a bad rep, a bad connotation. Okay, what else? Okay, a bad state of mind. That's good. What else? Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to give you the definition. It says a set of negative and often unfair beliefs that a society or group of people have about something. I'll give it to you again. A set of negative and often unfair beliefs that a society or group of people have about something. So I've been working with young people for a very long time, probably more longer than most of you are in age at this point. And there are 2 things I always hear from them about prayer. One, I don't know what to say. Or 2, that prayer is hard. But it's just prayer. And so we're going to talk about how prayer is just prayer. And we're going to briefly talk about how simple prayer can be. So simply put, prayer is just talking to God, period. It's just that simple. There are different types of prayer. There's warfare prayer, intercession prayer, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving, and all of the things. But right now, we're just going to focus on just talking. Right now, please hear me. Right now, we're going to focus on just talking to him. At some point, you're going to have to grow in your prayer life. But right now, this is where we at, okay? And just communing with him. How many of you heard that word communion before? Somebody tell me what it is. Hello. There you go. Just shout it, girl. Just shout it. I don't need no hands. Worship. See, you didn't messed up my chi-chi. Right. Worshiping with God. But I wanted, okay. Who else? Who else got a definition of communion? Nobody? Yes? Well, that's communion too. So that's Holy Communion. So we're used to hearing the word communion and we're thinking about Holy Communion when you take the wine and the bread and the water. I got one in my pocket. Look at that. See? It don't fill out. See? This is Holy Communion. This is what they call Holy Communion in Christendom. But the definition of communion is the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is a mental or spiritual level. Again, communion is the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is on a mental or spiritual level. So that's communion, and that's ultimately prayer. So that's what prayer is, and so I'm going to give you an example. I need 2 people that are close, like relatives, brother and sister, cousins and friends, best friends, that's what I need. I need 2 people. Okay, come on, y'all. I don't know about you 2, because y'all might mess my illustration up, but come on anyway. I should have picked some other people. Come on, y'all might mess up my illustration. Okay, so this is what we're going to talk about prayer. So when you have a hard day or something going on with you. You guys are sisters. So you usually, oh, y'all got loud when I turn this way. This is how I need to talk. So you guys normally talk to each other, right, about when you're having a hard day, something's going on. So I want you to do that right now. You don't have to put in a mic, but I want you to tell her something very intimate that you only will tell your sister. Go ahead. See, now that wasn't that hard, right? That was easy, right? That was easy, right? Perfect. You, come here. What's your name, honey? Kavion. Give it to me again. Kavion. Hi, Kavion. I'm Jackie. Come here. Not you. You. Now you tell him the same thing. I'm gonna step over here so they don't hear you in the mic. You said what? Say it again. It's okay. So the point of the illustration is, it was easy talking to her, right? Was it easy telling him the same thing? Why?
Well, first off, he couldn't hear what I was saying.
Okay, and then what else?
I don't know. It just wasn't the same because I don't know him.
Because she doesn't know him. She knows her sister because they're intimate and they have a relationship. She doesn't know him. So it's hard to talk to him and tell him things. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Y'all can get some candy out the bowl if you want. So she doesn't know him. And that's why it's hard to talk to God, because you don't know him. And so how do you get to know God? Somebody tell me. In his word. Pastor David gave us a perfect example. We don't know God, therefore we don't talk to him because we don't know him. The best way to get to know him is to get in his word. Okay? And so let's see. Now we're going to talk a little bit about some scriptures, right? Because I don't want PD to second guess putting me up here if I don't give y'all no scriptures. So let's go to John 14, 20. We're going to do from the New Living Translation unless stated otherwise. Okay. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. This is Jesus talking about once he's raised from the dead. After the resurrection, that he will be in his Father, we will be in him, and he will be in us. That's the relationship. That's the intimacy that he desires from us. And when we're like that, it's easier for us to talk to him, right? Now, one chapter over, in verse 15, he calls us friends. So John 15, 15 says, I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me. So he's already said how close he wants to be with you, and he calls you his friends, right? And so I also want to go to verse 9 through 13 of the same chapter. I really had time to go on tangents, but it's okay. We'll be all right. So we're going to start at verse 9. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments, you remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's verse 13. So I just wanted to read those scriptures to show you how Jesus loves you, how God loves us. And it's easy to talk to people that love us, right? It's easy to share with people that love us. And so he said it right there, that we're his friends, that he loves us, that he wants to be close with us. So it shouldn't be hard to talk to him. Pretty much. Okay, and so let me see. Oh, I might stay on time today. Okay, so we talked about reading his word. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about praying effectively, because we talked about reading his word, which leads me to the next topic about praying effectively. So we'll go to Jeremiah 1, verse 12 in the ESV version. The Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it." So how do we pray effectively? Yes, just shout, girl, just shout. Praying his word. That's the best way to pray effectively, is praying the word of God. So that's point number two, right? Point number one was, right, removing the stigma. It's just prayer. It's just prayer. Point number two is, to pray effectively, we need to pray his word. Okay, so let's go to Hebrews 14:6. It says, come boldly before the throne of grace, before the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and find grace to help us when we need it. The reason we can come boldly before him is because we're praying his word to him and we're declaring his word to him. That's like somebody coming to you and telling you something you already know. They have the confidence to say, hey, you know, such and such, such and such, because they know you already know it. It's the same thing with God. You have that confidence because you're giving him what he already said, right? And so when we declare it, we have to believe it, and that's when prayers are answered. And so I want to go to Daniel to give you an example of this. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 10. Just then, a hand touched me and lifted me, still trembling, to my hands and knees. And the man said to me, Daniel, you are very precious to God. So listen carefully what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you. When he said this to me, I stood up, still trembling. Then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come to answer your prayer. So this was an angel talking to Daniel, telling him, since the first day you prayed, I heard you and I came to answer your prayers. Read down, that's a whole nother lesson. If you read past 12, that's a whole nother message. So stay at 12. And so he said that I come to answer your words, answer your prayers. Why was he coming to answer his prayers? Because what was Daniel's prayer for? She can put understanding. And in Proverbs 4:7, the word says that he wants us to, in all that we do, he wants us to have understanding. So he was just praying the word back to God. And that's why he came for the words. But if you don't know the word, then you can't declare it. Thus, you're having ineffective prayers. So when we talked earlier about praying, just being a conversation with God, that was true. And remember, I said that's where we start, but that's not where you stay. So you get there, you get all of your emotions out, you cry it all out and smear your makeup and all of the things and get all the feelings and get it all out. But then at some point, you have to get up and take the word and declare what you want to happen as a result of that situation. So if I'm tired and I'm overworked and I got all these things going on, I'm going to express to the Lord, oh my God, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm wore out, blah, 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 blah. But at the end, then I need to get up and say, but I'm strong in you and in the power of your might. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Or if you're struggling in school, you can tell him, this is hard. I'm not understanding this math. It's frustrating. Get it all out. But then I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I have the mind of Christ. I am more than a conqueror in Christ. At some point, you have to declare the word in order to get a result. Because if you're just complaining and crying and getting all the emotions out, then you're just whining. Right? It's not prayer. At some point, you have to come to the place where you declare the word of the Lord. Okay, and that's why it's so important to read your Bible. Not going to beat that. Never mind. That's not good. Okay, so let's quickly talk about my last point, and that's the importance of prayer. Look at that. I'm at my last point. I thought I was going to go over. I know. That's what I'm saying. I could have gave y'all some more stuff. I could have broke out the whole course in the time that, never mind. Okay, so we're going to talk about our last point. This is, we're going to do a skit. How many theater majors in theater? Nobody do theater? One, you want to be in a skit? Not that she said no. Okay, I need like seven people. Okay, come on, baby. He's so willing and able. Come on. You will be blessed because of your obedience. Come on. How many more? I need two. Okay, two. That's five. I need five. Okay, three, four. Three more. Four, five, six. Okay, seven. Come on. So we're gonna do a little skit. Talk about what happened to Peter. And we're going to go to Acts 12, 3 through 11. I'm ready, Rob. Okay. Do I got my seven people? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Sorry. No, I'll take that. Are y'all ready? Okay. So when Herod saw how much this pleased the Jewish people, he also arrested Peter. This took place during the Passover celebration. Then he imprisoned him and placed him under the guard of four squads of four soldiers, each. Herod intended to bring Peter out for public trial after the Passover. So guess what? I don't have enough people. Go run back. Run it back, Mariah. This is four squads of four soldiers. I need about three. Just give me some more people. Come on, we'll work it out. One, one. Come on, I got plenty of time now. I got like 18 minutes. We're going to make this a whole production. One, come on. Who else? Two, come on, just come. Just come if you're going to come. And then I'll place you when you get here. All right, come on. Okay, so for the Passover thing, y'all, somebody remember four squads, four soldiers. Y'all remember? Okay, give me the next one, Mariah. But while Peter was in prison, the church prayed earnestly for him. While Peter was in prison, the church prayed earnestly for him. Y'all, the church, pray. Okay, y'all praying? Pray. Okay, the night before Peter was placed on trial, he was asleep. Since you in the middle, you're going to be Peter. Just sit. This is Peter now. Sit on the second stair, son. There you go. Peter was fastened with two chains between two. This is how they do it back in the day, like this. Okay, can you keep your arms over that? Okay, between two soldiers stood guard, one right there and one right here. Y'all got it? Peter, soldier. Okay, the other stood guard at the prison gate. One, two, three, four. This is not enough people. I told y'all four squads of four soldiers. Come on. Well, they need to, come on. They can count, do the math. I need some more people. You soldier, I need you to stay. Okay, so we got four at the gate. The gate gonna be by Sister Barbara. Stay right there. Two on this side, and then two on this, come on. You two, right here. Yep, that's four. Okay, you two right here. I want y'all to see this, because I want you to see the miracle. This is the miracle. Yeah, stand right here. Turn around, facing me. There you go, right here. Right here, girl, side by side.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. Y'all do the same thing they doing. So that's four, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two. We need two more people, right? Justin, one and one more. Okay, y'all go stand at the end of those chairs back there, both of you, side by side like they doing. I want you to see how many people were guarding Peter. Do you see all these people? Okay, so back there, right there. Now, where we at? The others stood guard at the prison gate. Got it. Verse 7. Suddenly, there was a bright light in the cell, and the angel, come on, angel.
Oh.
And And the angel struck him on, don't hit him hard, okay? Struck him on the side to awaken him and said, okay, say it, and said,
quick, get up.
There you go. And the chains fell off his wrist. Come on, y'all act like y'all never acted before. The chains fell off his wrist. And where are we at? And then the angel said,
no, get dressed and put your sandals on.
And he did. Put your clothes and sandals. Just put, okay. Now, come on, girl.
Now put on your coat and follow me.
Okay, so now put on, there you go. Put on your coat and follow her. Through all of these guards, do you hear me? Through all of these guards, Peter walks out of the prison, correct? Why? Because the church was, you better preach with me. Because the church was praying. Y'all was praying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Peter left the cell following the angel, but all the time he thought it was a vision, he didn't realize it was actually happening. Verse 10. They passed the first, oh, we moved too fast, y'all. They passed the first and second guards posts and came upon the iron gate leading to the city. And this opened for them by itself. So they passed through and started walking down the street. And then the angel suddenly left him. Okay, it's another verse, right? Verse 11. Peter finally came to his senses. It's really true, he said. The Lord has sent his angel and saved me from Herod and from what the Jewish leaders had planned to do to me. So do you see what happened when the church prayed? The man was changed and naked, chained with his hands up between two guards, and these four guards, and these four guards, and those in the back, and he went to a locked gate, and it opened by himself because the church prayed. Yeah. Y'all see that? Okay, go sit down. Thank you. Now, if we go further in the chapter, we'll talk about how the church didn't even believe they prayed what they prayed, but that's another teaching. We're not going to talk about that. No, I mean, yeah, sure. Amen. So in all of that, DJ, I don't think this. So we saw the miracle of what happens, thank you, when we pray. God can do the miraculous. Like, what was these people doing when he was walking out the prison? Like, God can do miracles, right, if we pray. And so, and that's my third point. What was the third point? What was the first point? Removing the stigma. What's the second point? How to pray effectively. And what's the third point? The importance of prayer. And what's the importance of prayer? Because it works. That's it. It works. We saw it work with Peter. We saw it work with so many people in the Bible. Prayer works. And so we just have to not make it so hard. It's not that hard. It's just talking to God. It's like talking with a friend. And to be the most effective in prayer, we need to pray God's word. So that's why we get up here and talk about read your Bible, read your Bible. Reading your word and knowing the word of God is connected to so many areas of your life. It's not just to be able to know what God is saying, like Pastor David was saying. It's not just to be able to pray effectively. It's really encompasses every area of life to show you, to let you know what you should do or what you should not do, to guide you, to lead you, to give you wisdom. All of that comes from knowing the word of God. So that is the root of your Christendom, is knowing the word of God. And then everything else is encompassed around that. And then lastly, when you know the word and you can pray the word and you can be most effective. So that's it. And that's how prayer works. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Go Hard for Christ podcast. Be sure to subscribe so that you're notified every time we release a new episode. For more information about the youth ministry or upcoming events, you can visit us at GoHardForChrist.com. Until next time, keep going hard for Christ.